HummerTicketStock2004 is coming. HummerTicketStock2004 is coming. February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Ticket. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11 after 4 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. Not that anyone did, but if anybody has been deluded by the notion that the scene between A-Rod and the Rangers is actually, in fact, over with, you probably have another think coming. We'll be getting into that here in just a bit. Right now, though, it is time for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Let's see what we have here. The 13th and 14th. That is this week, Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
At the AAC, Grego, Bill Gaither.
Did we figure out what he was?
Some kind of gospel guy, I think.
Don't know what he is, but Texas Tickets.
You know what he is, Psycho? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
I know Blackie Sherrod likes him.
Well, Blackie needs a ticket.
Texas Tickets.
That's right.
I think it's gospel.
Kid Rock at the Fort Worth Convention Center on the 19th.
Be there. I'll be there.
Linkin Park at the AAC on the 23rd.
Me and Danny.
Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for any and all of these. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Give them a call right now. So, what say we get a little flashlight going here? Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, very proudly brandishing his quota snake knife today.
Yeah.
Cobra!
Thank you to the P1 who sent me the quota snake knife to my home.
Hello, Cobra.
Hey, Michael.
They love you.
They really do. It makes me feel sexy. Makes me feel wanted. After 12 seasons, it's 11 seasons right now, but after next year, which will be their 12th, ABC will not renew NYPD Blue. I mean, did I say NBC? ABC. Maybe I said ABC, I don't know.
It's been a pretty good run for them.
Especially after that
first... I think you said labia.
Especially after that first year. When... I don't think the Dallas...
What do you boys think that was funny?
Oh, like Channel 8?
Oh, yeah, Channel 8
they took this high road. Oh, we're not going to show that. And then it started getting monster ratings, and all of a sudden, oh, well, yeah, we're going to show it.
Remember, like, one of their affiliates, like, 27, picked it up.
Did I say labia?
And 27 was beating ABC in the ratings.
Everybody loved it. So, and all of a sudden, it wasn't a problem anymore. Follow the money, Corby. Follow the money. In any story in the world, follow the money.
What season did they show as Heine?
Which one did they not?
No. Ass. That was the big story, when they showed Sipowicz's butt. In, like, season one or two. I can't remember, but that was a huge bit of controversy. It was right around the time when Roseanne and Mariel Hemingway kissed for the first lesbo kiss on TV.
I think 93.
I'm saying, was that year one?
Sure.
I hate him.
Did I say labia? Did I say labia?
It's one of the one of the few shows, though, that's plowed through four... leading men?
Yes, massive cast changes on that thing.
David Caruso, Bobby Spintoni, what was his name in the show?
Jimmy Smith?
Yeah. Tony. What was his name, though? Didn't you watch it when he was on there? Bobby Simone?
Yeah, Bobby Simone.
Nina Simone?
Bobby Simone.
Ricky Schroeder?
Rick.
And now Screech from Saved by the Bell.
And the great Kim Delaney.
Screech isn't on there.
He is now.
I thought it was Slater. One of those other guys.
Whatever. Same person.
Slater. The Slater and Screech Show. Middays.
Well, they lost me a few years ago. I never got into the Ricky Schroeder thing.
You didn't?
No.
Didn't buy into Silver Spoons being a hardened cop?
No. Not really. Although I don't know what that is either.
What?
Silver Spoons.
It's a show. Did you watch that, Grego?
No.
You didn't watch Silver Spoons?
No.
That was probably a little gay for you in the early 80s. Yeah. But when you were a kid in the early 80s like me, was it early 80s or late 70s?
It was like 81, I believe.
It was a show about a rich kid. Ricky Schroeder ate silver spoons. He was born with a silver spoon. And then there was, he had a black friend. Was that the black guy that was on?
Break Like Alfonso.
Yes.
Alfonso Ribeiro?
Yeah.
Or was... something like that.
Black?
Brad Pitt was on that show, too.
What?
Saved by the Bell?
No, on,
I mean, Silver Spoon?
Spoon? That you didn't watch it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how'd you know that?
I just remember reading that.
I love you, Brad.
I believe he was on there.
No, he was on, I think his first show was Growing Pains.
That's right.
Yeah. Consult me before you fly off the handle with radical opinions on E! News, okay?
I don't think that was radical. That was just a simple mistake.
It was a radical mistake, though.
Right.
Do not test E! News, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll fire back at you.
Yeah.
The number one film in the United States of America is Barbershop 2 Back in Business, which means there are a lot of African Americans in this country.
I had some African American man try to sell me the Barbershop 2 DVD at a gas station last night.
Oh, he already had it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kramer did a good job shooting that.
No, it's Jerry. He's the artistic one.
Oh, yeah, Jerry is.
It's like, yo, I got CDs and DVDs. I got Barbershop 2.
I cannot believe it beat Miracle. Miracle finished second with 19 and a half. I thought Miracle would make $50 million this weekend.
Wasn't it a limited release?
No. Let's
what, Barbershop or Miracle?
No, Miracle.
I don't think so, man. I thought Miracle was...
That's been out a couple weeks, hadn't it?
It was released Friday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see, nobody cares about that.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
No.
It's the Olympics. It's hockey. Nobody cares.
Excuse me. You have consulted E! News, and E! News has responded. Barbershop 2 had 7,500 screens. Miracle had 2,600. So,
there you have
my E! News correspondent, Greg O., is correct.
Greg O. Williams?
Yes.
You could put Miracle on 15,000 screens, and it still wouldn't...
And it'll never
Barbershop.
Touch Barbershop 2.
Was Barbershop 1 good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Don't act like you've seen it.
What? I did see it.
Who's in it?
50 Cent.
Pretty bad you asked me that.
Let's see. I don't know. I can't think of any of the guys that are actually in it, but it's good.
They all look alike to me.
Oscar Sturgis. Are you still denying the fact that the United States in 1980 winning the gold medal is the greatest sports story of all time? Of all time.
Absolutely.
It's not even close.
Please.
Well, what's better?
Name something better.
And don't say the Jack Voigt game-tying home run.
Well.
Or whatever that was.
The Rangers' first trip to the playoffs.
Oh. He can't top
so he has to
use jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing tops that, Ron. Nothing. And whether you like the Olympics or not, that's the greatest upset, the greatest sports story in the history of organized sports. Now, I'll listen to you if you think you can come up with something better.
Michael?
I'm being...
He's just going to come up with jokes.
How about Jets-Colts?
No.
In the Super Bowl.
Not even close.
No way.
Of course it was.
No, because you were talking
about
professionals against professionals.
Everyone related to that hockey game. I didn't even know what hockey was, and I was sitting there watching that game when I was a kid. Had no clue. You didn't watch that?
No.
You didn't watch?
No. I could have cared less. Just like now.
I had
a bartend.
Really?
Yep.
Did you tape it? Could you tape it?
With your gigantic Betamax that your dad bought you?
Your Betamax weighed more than your Trans Am?
I could have, but I'd only been able to tape 1 hour of it.
Hey, speaking of a drop that was just played, did either one of you boys notice in the Maverick game the other night when Finley checked in, you heard this?
Michael?
No.
Yes. I had it TiVo'd, and I had to rewind it like 3 times. You can barely hear it. Like, and you can hear the whoever does the, I guess, is it Humble Billy?
Michael?
And Michael Finley checks in, and you hear this.
Michael?
God, with Humble Billy Hayes.
Hilarious.
Screaming, how in the world could you hear it? How could you hear a drop?
Well, he's got to save his voice for mornings now.
By the way, according to my sources, blacks made up almost all the opening weekend audience for the first Barbershop film, while non-black crowds accounted for a third of Barbershop 2.
See? That's because Barbershop's funny.
By the way, Monster made the top 10, $3.5 million.
You've never seen it.
I have too.
And Lord of the Rings just passed $6 billion. CNN
says... You mean 6 million, right?
No.
You mean out zero west?
What was that?
No. No.
CNN
says...
Do
I even need to say it, psycho?
That
no.
It overplayed. It's admitting that it overplayed the Howard Dean scream after the Iowa caucuses. They said that they played it 633 times. That news clip in a three-day period. And that doesn't include local news or... That's just CNN. They didn't just play the scream, though. Like on the top of every hour, this is CNN.
That ruined him.
Oh, yeah. That ruined him.
So they're saying that that ruined his candidacy, huh?
You don't think so? We came on here the next day and talked about it. It ruined him forever. He is done. He is. His political career is over. Forever.
I don't think he was going to beat Kerry to begin with, but that took it. That took any chance he had out. By the way, did anybody watch the president yesterday on Meet the Press?
No.
With Tim Russert?
I heard about it. Was that where he said we expected to find the weapons?
Mm-hmm. The ticket.
Did you guys watch the late night shows the night after that happened and the gags that they pulled? I didn't see this, but this is what it says. Letterman ran a clip of the entire Howard Dean speech, and at the end, Dean's head exploded.
Like scanners?
Yeah. And then Jay Leno, his joke was, I'm not an expert. He goes, I'm not an expert in politics, but I think it's a bad sign when your speech ends with your aide shooting you with a tranquilizer gun.
Everybody's going to be watching Letterman tonight, are they not?
Yeah, they're going to show that tonight.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yes.
What?
The entire Ed Sullivan show, where they played like...
No, they're not going to show the whole show.
But they're showing the whole Beatles performance.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I have that on DVD.
All five songs? Isn't that what it is?
I think so.
It's great. You need to get the Beatles Come to America. It's a new documentary that's out, and it's all the raw footage that was taken of their whole trip.
Ron, did you watch
really
that?
Really well done.
Yeah. By the way, we should have probably done a segment on that today. Today's the actual day.
No, Saturday was.
Today was.
No.
According to the paper.
No. Saturday was the 40-year anniversary of the plane landing. Well, whatever. I mean,
maybe today's the anniversary of the performance.
Well, they went on the show.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm saying 40 years ago, Saturday, they landed. But yeah, that's why they're replaying it tonight, because it's the actual anniversary.
Did you watch it, Ron?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, there were two of them, right? There were two Ed Sullivan performances, one in, I guess, New York, and one in Florida.
There were?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Ed Sullivan moved his show, I believe, to Miami. And the Beatles flew to Florida and did another show from Florida, the Ed Sullivan Show. He went on a remote.
Save this. Let's do this tomorrow.
I think Sullivan Road Show.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I think they were scarred for life. They went to Gribbles.
Let's do this tomorrow. All right. Watch it tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, I knew we could get that done. Yeah.
Michelle Lombardo has won the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Normal Girl Model Search. And here is her picture. And I say thumbs up to Sports Illustrated.
Is that on the post.com?
Yes.
You know what? She probably looks good, but I guarantee you, I promise you, any Sunday afternoon, I can go to Sneaky Pete's and find somebody just as good. Any Sunday.
It's Sneaky Pete's?
Damn right.
You are out of your head.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah, you are.
You ever been there on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I can guarantee you I can go there and find somebody just as good looking as her.
No way.
So now what do? They just conducted a search for...
Let me see. Let me check out that hide.
She's good.
Hide?
That's demeaning, ass. Greg.
Yeah, she looks good. I can find one just as good as Sneaky
Pete. Not at Sneaky Pete.
Oh, yes, I can. Nice, man.
It's pretty white trash.
No, it's not. Not at all. Look at some of those boats pull up there. And tell me about white trash.
You better tap.
You know, when they pull up there in those $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 boats and tell me that's white trash.
I'm not talking about the place. I'm talking about the girls there.
Most of them are getting on those $80,000,
$90,000, $100,000 boats. That their rich boyfriends
own. Doesn't matter. Still not white trash.
Strippers.
No, they're not strippers.
She gets a $75,000 contract.
Boy, can we dig any deeper into this?
With a model management firm and a 2004 Nissan 350Z Roadster.
Those are nice. You can get one if you need one out at Trophy Nissan.
Is she beautiful?
Is she fine? Did you see her picture, Danny?
No, I can't find it.
Oh, well. Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton are taking their show on the road. The Simple Life has been re-upped, and they're going to travel across the country. And they're looking for people to put them up in their homes.
Well, they need to stop in Wise County. I know some families I could put them with, and they'll never be the same again.
I still don't understand the intrigue for this show.
Attaboy, Hammer.
Holy crap.
Because you've got a hot, hot girl, that's what. Two of them, actually.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Neither one of them are hot.
No.
Slow down.
Paris Hilton is gorgeous.
You know, Nicole Richie has moose gut.
And Paris Hilton has horse face.
Right.
And mule neck.
You know what moose gut is?
What?
No, I don't.
Or elk gut, as it's referred to in the northern states.
But I tell you,
it's where an older moose and or an older elk gets that pouch. They're skinny, and it's not a fupa. It's just the pouch of their stomach that sags a little bit. But it's not a fupa. There's a difference between a fupa and moose gut or elk gut.
Maybe you need to tell everybody what a fupa is.
Because I don't know.
There might be some who know. I'm kind of...
Well, you're the one who told me what it was last year.
I'm kind of fuzzy on it myself.
It's a fat upper blank area.
Blank.
There. Right.
I still don't understand.
You created the word.
You know, I think with moose gut, I think it all comes under the umbrella of fupa. Moose
gut. Yeah, I think
gut,
it's just a certain strain of fupa.
Right. It's a first cousin. So
okay.
It can still be considered fupa.
All right, that's it. Oh, by the way, we'll do Grammy Thanks. Talk here in
tomorrow.
Know, half hour or so.
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Take care, Snake. And coming up next, the Rangers had their midwinter carnival last night, or actually it was Friday night. How much success did they have in pulling the wool over everybody's eyes? That's next on The Ticket.